Hello, I'm Noor.
And I'm Minji.
Today, we are going to delve into some of the psychological aspects of the well-known novel, Lord of the Flies. And spoiler alert for those who haven't read the book, but are wanting to. I really recommend reading this if you are interested in themes about human nature and morality.
And as to those who are unfamiliar with Lord of the Flies, I will briefly introduce the novel to you. Lord of the Flies is written by William Golding, and it is a story about British schoolboys stranded on a remote island after their plane crash. The main characters are Ralph, Jack, Piggy, and Simon.
Now, these British boys are stuck on this island, and they have to form their own kind of society. Rules are lacking as there are no adult survivors on the island, and because of this, boys are left to their own devices and they begin to show some different kinds of behaviors. According to Golding, having these boys on an island, by themselves, with no rules, is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, he definitely showed the worst of human nature in his work. It's interesting because he didn't write the novel just by being creative.
True, he had previous experience teaching in an all-boys school over in the UK. So that's how he got to know how young boys behave and how they would act in a situation like the one in the novel. He's also been part of a war and had knowledge on Operation Pied Piper, which was an evacuation plan for young children to leave London during the World War II attacks.
That's cool, Noor, but we're not here for a history lesson. The question is, why did the boys act the way they did in several scenarios throughout the novel? Is there any psychological explanation?
Yeah, you're right. And to answer your question, yes. In fact, there are tons of examples of times where the boys acted a certain way because others were doing the same, which can be explained by the psychological concept of herd mentality, also known as mob mentality.
Yes, I definitely know what you're saying, but just to elaborate a little bit, according to Wikipedia, herd mentality, also known as mob mentality, describes how people can be influenced by their peers to adopt certain behaviors on a largely emotional rather than rational basis.
Nice explanation, Minji. Do you have an example from the book in mind?
Oh yeah, like you said earlier, there's tons of examples we could choose from, but for now, I'm going with the one of the first examples in the novel. It's a part of the book where Ralph first came up with the idea of building a fire. Right after Ralph proposed his idea, majority of the boys quickly ran up to the mountain as they became excited.
That's a very good example.
Thanks! This is an example of a mob mentality because the boys might not have been excited as much if each boys were by themselves and thought of the idea to light a fire.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone yelling and getting excited to light a fire when there's no one else around. Speaking of things I wouldn't think someone would do when no one else is around, one of the boys in particular really gains the confidence to do crazy things when he's accompanied by others, and that would be Jack.
Yeah, I really agree. Hey, you know what? I just thought of an example for that too.
Wow, awesome.
It's when Jack and the boys caught a pig. Because they were in a strong group and got caught up with the thrill of hunting, the boys, mainly Jack, cruelly started stabbing the pig repeatedly with a knife, and eventually they end up sodomizing the pig with a spear.
We can definitely apply the concept of mob mentality to this scene.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, would people do these savage things if they were by themselves? I say no. I generally think that people become bolder to commit a crime when they are doing it together, or they can get involved in a crime but not realize what they are doing at that moment.
Hey Minji, do you know about the big riot that happened at Vancouver downtown in 2011?
No, what about it?
Well, I remember reading this article about a sports riot that happened at downtown 7 years ago. Actually, I remember seeing it on the news when I was only 10 years old. The people who watched the game were so mad about the game results that they were marching through the streets, destroying cars and even stealing things from the nearby stores. There was also this picture that went viral, which was a picture of a girl stealing men's pants. Men's pants? Why would she steal that? Instead of women's clothes or cosmetics. Later, she told reporters that it was something she did in the heat of the moment. She didn't know what she was doing. She said she felt like she had to steal something because other people were doing it.
Wow, that is a great real-life example of herd mentality and can easily be compared to parts of this book. Even though she didn't want the men's pants, she stole it because she was influenced by the environment she was in, just like the boys acting a certain way due to others' influences.
Yeah, I thought those riots would make a great connection to the concept of mob mentality, but going back to the book, the chapter that was about the boy sodomizing the pig was especially graphic and shocking. Many teachers even choose to skip it when reading it to their class, but I feel that that's a big loss.
Oh, and why is that?
This chapter not only shows this scene as an indication of the boy's descent into savagery, but is also an important revelation about the beastie, an evil presence on the island, and when it spoke to Simon. Both these moments reveal important information about the boy's mentality and how they change over time on this island.
Yes, that's right. When we compare this moment to the beginning where Jack hesitated to kill the pig and ended up letting it go, we see huge change.
Yeah, I definitely do think that this is linked to morality and the change from civilized schoolboys to savage hunters, and really challenged their own morals. Before we get more into morality, though, I'm sure Minji has a perfect explanation for it.
As it so happens, I do have one. According to study.com, human morality is a human attempt to define what is right and wrong about our actions and thoughts. Also, I've read this article and I learned that between the ages of 2 and 5, many children start to show morality-based behaviors and beliefs.
Awesome, I knew I could count on you. Now we can better understand the fact that the boys are figuring out their morals. Even though I think all of them are older than 5, they are still young and still developing their identities.
Yeah, after spending so much time away from the adults who could guide them and enforce rules, these boys are realizing that they won't have to face punishment if they do something bad.
Exactly. Without any real authority figures, these boys are challenging their limits. An example in the novel is where Roger throws stones at Henry but is aiming to miss.
Why is he aiming just to miss, though?
I feel it's because he is testing to see if anyone would do anything about it if they saw him doing that. In other words, if he would be punished like he would be if there were adults.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Something I also noticed that even though their society lacked civilization, in the first part of the story, the boys made their own rule, although they do end up breaking most of them.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Ralph, the main leader at the start, had the support of mostly everybody and was determined to keep their life civilized. He established rules and they were followed for the most part.
Yeah, he had the will and power to start building a democracy on the island, so it seemed like he was the number one leader. But then there were instances where he started disagreeing with another strong personality, Jack.
Yeah, going off of that actually, something else interesting which I came across during my research is this. According to K.M. Perivalin on learningandcreativity.com, civilization is a human creation, restricting the cosmic or primitive in man by bounding it within moral awareness. Having this in mind, Jack wouldn't like civilization because it would restrict his primitive behavior like hunting and having fun by playing games where everyone was poking Roger, a little one, as part of a pretend ritual. Not only that, but having moral awareness would make him feel bad about it. This website has loads more information about what each character represents and why they act the way they do.
Interesting. Maybe I'll read more on that later.
Sounds good. Continuing with Jack, though. Jack was okay with Ralph leading at first because he got the control of his hunters, which were previously choir members. However, Ralph fought and disagreed more with Jack. As a result, Jack went off and started his own tribe after crying in front of everyone.
Yeah, but when Jack asked the boys who would join him, no one said anything.
Yeah, but they joined him later when Ralph, Piggy, and the little ones weren't looking. This can be seen as social conformity because no one wanted to step up when the whole group was in silence. But once they found that the others would leave with them, they chose to leave. Actually, I even found a specific type of conformity that suits this pretty well while researching on verywellmind.com called normative conformity.
Social conformity, yes. A type of social influence that results in a change of behavior or belief in order to fit in with a group. For a real-life example, we have the Bitcoin uprising.
Oh, Bitcoins?
Yeah, just to simply explain about Bitcoins, it's a digital currency that's not approved by banks and governments, and people invest their money into this by buying the Bitcoins and selling them again, and sometimes they earn profit off from that. So when people started to make money with Bitcoins and as they became more and more popular, many people were buying them too.
Oh yeah, I don't know if the Bitcoin boom is still going on now, but I remember when everyone was talking about Bitcoins.
I've done a little bit of research, and I think this is relevant to what we are talking about right now. Psychologist Simon S. has said, humans are social and generally want to be part of the crowd. So I guess this is why many people want to buy the Bitcoins, to be part of the group.
That was a great real-life example of social conformity. Thanks, Minji.
Anytime. Now, going back to the novel, you said the way the boys acted in that scene where most of the boys joined Jack when Ralph wasn't looking can be seen as normative conformity. Could you explain more about this?
Sure, of course. Normative conformity involves changing one's behavior in order to fit in with the group. Normative influence stems from a desire to avoid punishments, like Ralph getting upset at them. I feel that in this case, they don't leave when they're all in silence because they want to avoid conflict with Ralph or Jack. But then choose to leave together later on to gain from Jack and his ability to hunt. Actually, this could be seen as informational conformity as well, because they follow Jack since he knows how to hunt and probably want to learn from him.
Then what's informational conformity?
Informational conformity happens when a person lacks knowledge and looks to the group for information and direction.
Cool, we can for sure relate this to the fact that Jack has the knowledge to hunt and power to lead his own tribe partially due to this.
True, and speaking of Jack's tribe, another big example of conformity
to society is this moment in the book when Piggy and Ralph went to Jack's group. Even though Ralph doesn't agree with Jack's ideas, whose priorities are hunting and having fun, he goes to him because he has meat and because most of the others went to join Jack.
Oh yeah, 100%. This is an example of social conformity because it shows Ralph and Piggy's desire to belong to a society. Even though they recognize that the society Jack has formed is far from perfect, they feel a sense of belonging as they eat and dance with him.
This quote describes it perfectly. Piggy and Ralph, under the threat of the sky, found themselves eager to take place in this demented but partly secure society. End quote.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That quote really sums up the situation and how the boys feel.
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks, Golden.
Oh, wow, Noor, this podcast is really long. Maybe we should sum things up now.
Yeah, good idea. So, to sum things up, these boys are stuck together on an island, trying to survive, and in order to survive, they're trying to belong. According to PsychologyToday.com, belonging to a society or tribe is essential to survival. However, because there are differences between Jack and Ralph, the group solidarity is threatened. And then Jack ends up being shamed as he cries in front of everyone and decides to leave, where his own tribe starts.
Yes, throughout this podcast, we've been looking at social conformity, herd mentality, and morality. And we definitely see how these concepts are linked to survival and human nature.
Thanks for listening, but before we finish up here, I'd like to add that an all-female cast movie adaptation of Lord of the Flies has been announced, even though Golding has stated that he didn't do the story with females because it wouldn't work the same way. Minji and I would love to know your opinions on this. Leave your thoughts on our comment sections below.
Thanks again. Bye.